Okay, Sean Paul Barrett, what does that feel like?
Yeah, listen, we're delighted. Like, you know, we're in a very tight battle in this game, and it's always going to be tight, like, down our fabulous side. Like, terrible conditions, like, you know, and I suppose at half-time, we were up against it. We were level. Lucky to be level. Down in chances in the first half, and particularly the couple of goal chances. But thankfully, our keeper made two great saves. We told him at half-time, like, lads, even we go a point or 2 points down, even 4 or 5 points down, that we knew that we had fabulous heart in this team. We knew that we have an awful lot of belief in them. We know that they have an awful lot of work done in training, and we knew that that it wouldn't be over to the final whistle, and that's the way it was.
Yeah, because the way Down came out for the start of that second half as well, they kicked two scores in quick succession. You were probably thinking to yourself, we're going to be up against it here.
Well, listen, we knew that Down were going to come at us. Absolutely, we knew they were going to come at us. They're a fabulous side. Like, you know, as you said, they scored the first 2 points of the second half, but I think we replied fairly early. We got a point right back at them, then they scored another point, we got another point back. So we just didn't nip and tuck for a while there, and there's a great battle. I thought we played better against the wind than he did with the wind. Just shows the work we'd been doing in training, retaining possession of the ball, and we don't let it half time, and we wanted a bit of character. We were disappointed in the way we performed and in the first half, but thankfully in the second half, like, you know, they stood up.
Yeah.
They showed great character and they worked really hard, like, you know, thankfully got the result at the end.
Yeah, and we said it on commentary as well, Sean, the importance of your squad. You were able to bring players off the bench at vital times in the game because there were disciplinary problems out there. There was yellow cards, maybe some of them were perhaps unfair, but you had decisions to make on the sideline at big moments in the match.
Absolutely, like, we made two substitutions very early in the game. Things just weren't working out for us, and particularly one lad had got a yellow card and a tick, so we have to make a change in that there. But listen, we have a squad, we have huge belief in the players, like, and we have 34 players in there, and every one of them works equally as hard every night, and we're like, there's nothing between it. Any one of them can step in and do a job. We made the changes, the fellas came in, done well, but we knew that anyway. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, so attention's turned now to an Ulster final. Sounds great. Tyrone will be the opposition. Any word on when that will be, or any details on that front just yet?
No details yet, but as far as I know, that'll be on next Saturday.
Right.
As far as we know, but we have gotten no details on that there. But I didn't know, even know that Tyrone and had won that, but they wanted that game. It, listen, it'd be probably a tight game between them and Antrim as well, but it doesn't matter who we're going to face. Like, we're delighted to be there in the Ulster final, and we're in with it a shout now.
Yeah, so three big games in quick succession then. Monaghan last weekend, Down today. It's really hard, I suppose, to get the head around all this.
It is. It's quick succession, but I suppose the whole competition's a sprint right from the start, like, you know, and that's the way it's been run off. It'll be finished, the whole competition, all Ireland, and everything is finished before the end of March. Yeah. But listen, we're delighted to be here. We can't complain about it. Like, you know, it's the same for everybody. Getting an ideal time for the competition to be, it's hard to know, like, with every fixtures and colleges and everything else. Like, we have three or four lads now playing on Tuesday night in McLaren Cup semi-final, so, like, that's what we're looking at, like, you know, but we have a lot of faith in these lads, like, a lot of belief.